నారాయణం నమస్కృత్య నరం చైవ నరోత్తమం దేవీం సరస్వతీం వ్యాసం తతో జయముదీరయేత్. యత్ర యోగేశ్వర కృష్ణో యత్ర పార్థో ధనుర్ధనః తత్ర శ్రీర్విజయో భూతిర్ ధ్రువానీతిర్మతిర్మమ సర్వధర్మాన్ పరిత్యజ్య మామేకం శరణం వ్రజ. అహం త్వా సర్వపాపేభ్యో మోక్షయిష్యామి మా శుచః. అనన్యాశ్చింతయంతో మాం ఏ జనాః పర్యుపాసతే తేషాం నిత్యాభియుక్తానాం యోగక్షేమం వహామ్యహం. నమస్తు అనంతాయ సహస్రమూర్తయే సహస్రపాదాక్షి శిరోర్వాహవే సహస్రనామ్ని పురుషాయ శాశ్వతే సహస్రకోటియుగధారిణే నమః. పూర్ణమదః పూర్ణమిదం పూర్ణాత్ పూర్ణముదచ్యతే పూర్ణస్య పూర్ణమాదాయ పూర్ణమేవావశిష్యతే. సహనావవతు సహనో భునక్తు సహ వీర్యం కరవావహై తేజస్వినావధీతమస్తు మా విద్విషావహై. ఓం శాంతి శాంతి శాంతిః. మేధామే ఇంద్రో దదాతు మేధాం దేవీ సరస్వతి మేధామే అశ్వినావుభవ ఆధత్తాం పుష్కరస్రజాః. ఆప్యాయంతు మమాంగాని వాక్ ప్రాణశ్చక్షు శ్రోత్రమధోబలమింద్రియాణి చ సర్వాణి. సర్వం బ్రహ్మోపనిషదం మాహం బ్రహ్మ నిరాకుర్యాం మా బ్రహ్మ నిరాకరోత్ అనిరాకరణమస్తు అనిరాకరణమస్తు. తదాత్మని నిరతేయ ఉపనిషత్సు ధర్మాః తీమయి సంతు తీమయి సంతు. ఓం శాంతి శాంతి శాంతిః. హ్యాపీ ఫ్రెటర్నల్ గ్రీటింగ్స్ అండ్ గుడ్ విషెస్ to all the brothers and sisters who are relating to this program. We have entered into the month of Leo with the sun's entry into Leo. Whenever we touch upon the energies of Leo, we are reminded of self-rule, self-responsibility and self-governing, which is the fundamental of discipleship. Disciples are those who need not be told what they have to do. Disciples are those who need not be told what they have to do in a given circumstance, at a place, in a time. We all know this, and we try to do our very best. When we think of Leo, we basically think of responsibility. The human responsibility is very high. It is we who can contribute to uplift the humanity to the kings of beauty. And it is again we who can pull down everything into the denizens of mundanity. We make the decision. And we are in a momentous time where we have to work for self-upliftment, which is but part of self-responsibility. If a significant portion of humanity can uplift, accepting the self-responsibility, self-rule, and self-governing, we contribute to the plan, because the plan is to uplift humanity as a whole. The great ones who guide us have been working for it, and our intent will also help us with the supplementary forces coming from higher circles. It is therefore I have sent out a brotherly note today. Let us be more intentful of Shambhala. Let us be more intentful of Shambhala, who stepped down the energies to uplift the humanity. We have a responsibility to bring the truth of Shambhala into the human consciousness, and therefore we should not feel hesitant to speak of Shambhala to friends and relatives and to the like-minded people and engage in some kind of conversation in relation to Shambhala. Shambhala shall have to be linked up. The teachings are all oriented, as we see from the books of Master Jwalkul, Shambhala, Hierarchy and Humanity. Shambhala is the head center. Hierarchy is the heart center. And humanity is the throat center. So we have to use our throat center for expression of Shambhala and also express the divine subtle energies of Shambhala as are depicted very appropriately by Nicholas Roerich in terms of violet, orange, blue, varieties of blue and the white, and our attempt to relate to them itself will uplift our energies. Therefore, I thought it before I talk about the Aditya relating to cancer, who is Varuna. I gently remind all of us that our self-responsibility, self-rule, self-governance should include an intentful recollection of Shambhala. Let it be invoked along with the garland of hierarchy. Eventually, in our teachings, we landed into such a manner that we have conceived a garland of the masters of hierarchy, which we have adopted in the world etc. regulations. So we relate to the master whom we follow, who forms part of the garland. We also relate to Shambhala, and that would enable the Shambhala energies to function in the human consciousness, which is a very insignificant part of the humanity. If we see the students of the hierarchy, they constitute really a very, very insignificant part of humanity. But nevertheless, we do our bit to see that we contribute to the teachings in whichever little way that we can. If you have all seen the title page coming from the book of Master E.K., namely Man's Sacrifice, on that book Master has given Lord Krishna pervading the whole zodiac with a whip in hand, whipping away any energies that will hinder the growth of the planet and also of the humanity. This picture is very relevant to us. Lord Krishna is but a higher dimension of Lord Sanat Kumara, the cosmic person. Has fourfold dimensions, and Lord Sanat Kumara is one of the four dimensions working for our planet, for its protection and for its growth. Therefore, we can visualize Lord Sanat Kumara as the guardian of our planet, whipping away every energy that hinders our progress and growth. And we continue to progress through the crisis. Crisis should not be seen in terms of a fight between black forces and white forces. It is not a good habit to see that way. We belong to the energies of synthesis. We have our favorable times. We have unfavorable times. At all times, we associate ourselves with wisdom and tide over the difficult times. Difficult times cannot be seen as the times where dark forces work. Difficult times should be seen to see how fit we are టు టేక్ టు ది నెక్స్ట్ స్టెప్ ఆఫ్ ఎవల్యూషన్. బిఫోర్ యూ టేక్ టు ది నెక్స్ట్ స్టెప్ ఆఫ్ ఎవల్యూషన్ దేర్ ఇస్ ఆల్వేస్ ఏ క్రైసిస్ ఎట్ ఇండివిజువల్ లెవెల్. There are individual crises. At groupal level, there are groupal crises. At national level, there are national crises. At global level, there are varieties of crises which we try to overcome with the help of synthesis, wisdom of synthesis, with a loving understanding of the crisis, loving understanding of the existing conditions is important. Understanding of the tides of time is important than to divide the energy into black and white, which is an old habit which we have to overcome, because in creation, where the energies move in a cyclical manner, there are times that bring us to a low state and then bring us up to a high state, as we experience on a daily basis. Every day has its dawn. Every day has its dusk. Every day has its high noon. And every day has its midnight. It's a cyclical process through which the consciousness is put through. And we are prepared by knowing them when it is the time of dusk. We know that it is not the time for dawn. Therefore, we recede and we conclude our activity for the next dawn, and then rise for the next midday and rest during the next midnight. This attunement to the time is more important than fighting during the dusk hours to look for dawn. Even if you look for dawn, it happens, only dusk happens, and dawn eventually will come. So attunement to times will enable us to meet the crisis better than to think of good times and bad times. That habit we have to overcome by attuning to the energies that the time presents. We all know through COVID how we are put to certain adjustments, and we are able to take it, and we are able to gradually live with it, and it is almost, though not completely, a past to us. We move on. That's what I say in every mail and WhatsApp message. Let's move on with the help of the energies of synthesis. And we, in this context, can also take two certain mantras which help us in this regard, which were explained in the past in our teachings. One mantra is Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya, where you cover the energies of the 12 zodiacal signs, and it's a grand mantra relating to the Lord who presides over the solar systems, and our solar system is but one of them, and our planet is an infant among all the planets that are surrounding us. We are taken care of. We can think of Sanat Kumara. We can think of him standing around and whipping away the energies for which a title page is already there in the book on man's sacrifice. We brought out such a symbols even earlier when we gave the mantra of Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. We also gave similar symbol as a title page to the book on Hercules. Hercules is a wild disciple and he worked with all the 12 sun signs. We too are trying to work with all the sun signs by understanding them, relating to them, and then seeing every time what aspects every sun sign is presenting to us with the related energies of planets. For example, if we are entering into Leo, we make sure what energies Leo presents by itself and by its relation with other sun signs where the planets do transit. That's why a daily chart is helpful to look at. And then just hold them in our consciousness and perform our duty, and that would really help us to move forward. We have been through the Cancer full moon. We have assimilated the energies. And yesterday, 22nd July, we relate to truly speaking to the wisdom of P. Because 22/7 is what is given as the wisdom of P. It is also given as the wisdom that relates us to the center and the circumference and the diameter. The wisdom coming from Veda Vyasa, as we say, which we recollect on Cancer full moon day, is the wisdom of P only. It is center circumference relationship. We to relate daily in our prayers to the truth of that in us and bring that into ourselves as I am. When we constantly recollect that I am, we stand vertical. That I am is the vertical. Standing as that I am, we can relate to horizontals. Unless the vertical is firm, the horizontals cannot give us the needed experience. That's where the story of Varuna starts actually. As I have been speaking to you about the male-female god, the immutable is the vertical, and the mutable causes the ripples around, building circles, building different planes of existence, enabling us to experience different states of consciousness. Varuna builds everything around with Mitra as the vertical. So Mitra Varuna is a grand concept, Vedic concept, where a part of the divinity stays vertical, stable, immutable, unchangeable, while the other part starts building and building up to a point and then receding again. It all happens in a metrical order. The building of the universe is like our daily building of the day. We daily build our day and conclude the day. How do it? With the help of the energies of Varuna, which gives a metrical form, a uniformity, a kind of a geometry, that throughout the day you divide them into hours, into a couple of hours, or into a period of 3 hours, and conduct activities in a manner where everything commences in order and grows in harmony and concludes in peace according to our measured way of functioning with the day. This happens on a daily basis. This can happen on a weekly basis. It can happen on a monthly basis. So building is what Varuna does and is very systematic in building. That's why he is the one who builds, and he also builds boundaries, because from plane to plane there is what is called building of boundaries. These boundaries are subtle. As we wake up from morning, we move into different states of awareness, and these states are gently crossed over by us, and we experience at different states of awareness, from being physical, from being just emotional, and also being mental, thoughtful, intellectual, and then sometimes entering into buddhic plane, and even the blissful or atmic plane through our meditations. It seems to be one consciousness relating to us, but at different states of our relating to activity, the awareness is into different planes of existence within us. It is individually true. It is also true for the planet. It is true for the solar system. It is true for the whole cosmos, where the planes of existence keep happening. And these are seen as seven planes of existence in general, which we experience on a daily basis. What we experience during the dawn hours, when we relate to that in us, is a different state of awareness. When we are at the breakfast table, it's a different state of awareness. When we are at work, it's another plane of awareness. We are into various states of awareness according to the time, according to the place. So if we take to the time dimension and prepare a timetable for us and work accordingly with us, then the life relating to our, the journey relating to us, will gain a different timetable. See, we have an occult meditation coming from Master CVV. He says, which we have used last year, tables turn, timetables framed, right angles erected, wrong angles neutralized. When this happens, you have the angelic cooperation which helps you to move on. This is how we move on in difficult times. We take to the support of wisdom, which is given in different dimensions, in different times. But an aspirant or a disciple who is very fiery, he catches up to the right key at the right time. What is the use of using these occult meditations when we do not know how and when to relate to them? Just daily relating to them is like a kid working in a classroom. But at an appropriate time, an appropriate wisdom thought would help us. If you see the occult meditation of today, if you see the occult meditation of yesterday, it all relates to P, where we are reminded to relate to the center in us. And when we relate to the center in us, we relate to the vertical, from Sahasrara to the heart. And then with that immutable vertical, we build the surroundings where the need for working with horizontal energies become necessary when horizontals and verticals meet in right angles. The horizontals are well built. That's where the importance of the right angle. The right angle that we have to build is that I am. The respiration and the pulsation, they help us in relating to the right angle, vertical. And that vertical is also there in the respiration relating to cancer. So therefore, relating to Mitra, Varuna builds. Varuna is inseparable with Mitra, which I have been talking to you when I spoke to you about the Aditya of Gemini. Though in time we are into Leo, in our lesson, we are still with the 12th Aditya relating to cancer, which is Varuna. And it is the work of Varuna that builds everything around. And in fact, among all the Adityas, Varuna Aditya is seen as the most powerful one in the Vedas. Varuna is the waters of the universe. Waters means the living pool of energy in which all beings float. That's the waters in spirituality called Nara, Nara. These life forces in which the beings float, they cyclically move from the beginning, they express, further express, express up to their optimum, and gradually recede and merge again into the original source. This cyclical path is what is called Narayana. The cyclical path can be seen on a daily basis, that we express, we further express up to an optimum, then we recede, and then we get back into our own being through sleep hours. The four states of existence, the whole thing begins with Varuna and concludes with Varuna, while the vertical remains. Therefore, Varuna should be seen as the kinetic energy which relates to cancer. It's the energy that builds, and that has to be, and it builds boundaries. And those boundaries are what I was explaining to you as the markations or Markandeya or Saint Mark. These are all boundaries that happen to us. We have boundaries in our own life. We have boundaries surrounding us. We have boundaries in relation to our consciousness. It's not that we are different from each other, but we have boundaries as between us according to our state of awareness. Even amidst us, there are people who may be staying in supra-conscious level, supra-mundane level. There are people who live in mundane level. There is already a boundary existing between them. Though we consider the whole consciousness, we cannot mix them up. We honor the boundaries and accordingly relate. We have boundaries with animals. We have boundaries with plants. We have also boundaries amidst humans according to our state of awareness. So noticing these boundaries is a great lesson which Varuna teaches us. And Varuna is the one who sets these boundaries and ensures that we follow these boundaries in a strict manner, so that we do not cross boundaries as between us and bring in the conflict. He sets the circles and circumscriptions. He sets the ring pass knot. And he is the one who does not let you into a higher states of awareness unless you have worked them out. He also cautions you with the help of the knowledge that you have, that you do not fall into lower states of consciousness. So you are in between two planes of existence, in a plane according to the way how we develop our consciousness, he helps us to move on. That is where he helps us a transition. He helps us to transcend. We all look for transcending into the buddhic plane, where we tend to be super mundane and experience immortality. But in our consciousness, what measure is in relation to mundane things and what measure of our consciousness is in relation to super mundane? How much are we relating to the immutable dimension or the soul dimension? How much are we relating to the personality dimension? The more and more you are into personality, you cannot upgrade yourself unless you associate the personality with the soul as you function. The very purpose of discipleship is to function as a soul, not to function as a personality only. Associating with soul, we try to develop our personality. So as we relate to the soul and conduct a major part of our day, we are lifted up into a state which is slightly higher than the individual normal. In a teaching, when we relate to a teaching like this, we step up our awareness to relate to the teaching which is not our individual normal. The individual normal is slightly below. When we relate to wisdom or relate to practices of meditation, the awareness in us is slightly stepped up, and it has an ability to gain the soul consciousness by which you are into a different state of awareness, where you are allowed because you are in association with the soul energy. So as much as you relate to the soul energy, the personality tends to take to the right dimension. And the whole story of cancer is setting right the personality. The whole work of cancer is setting the behavior right. If you do not relate, continue to hold the consciousness as soul in us, and when personality is delinked with the soul, then the personality suffers a distortion. You see differently, and what you see is not what it is. It is all, it looks different. But from the soul standpoint, it looks different. Therefore, Varna cautions that never ever separate from the soul which you are. Staying with the soul, conduct the work of personality. When you disassociate with the soul and conduct the day, automatically personality takes a digression. That's why an example is given in cancer, that upon the surface of water, if you set a vertical stick on the surface, it looks to be digressed. Why? Because the vertical stick is vertical, but at the surface of the water, it will find its a distortion. That's why cancer is said to be setting you to sideways. You are set into sideways, and the personality draws you away from the soul dimension related to you, and you get digressed and you walk into sideways. Even while you walk into sideways, you should know that you are getting into different spheres of consciousness. As humans, we have access to buddhic plane, we have access to higher mental plane, we have access to the mental plane, we have access to lower mental plane, we have access to desire plane. We can be just mundane, we can be very passionate. These are all these different states of awareness into which we are drawn when we disassociate with the soul. So hang on to this soul dimension which we are, with the help of that I am, and conduct the daily activity, then you are gradually building the right angle with the horizontals. The vertical builds the various spheres around you with respect to the field that you are relating to, and you can build everything in a beautiful manner. A disciple is one who builds life in a beautiful manner in every dimension. There are so many dimensions of activity for humans where he can build everything in a beautiful manner in accordance with the ancient and due order. When you build things in that manner, you can say that you are a mason. When you build life around you in a manner which is fragrant, which is useful, which is productive to the surroundings, and which helps people, that's the garden that you have to build. This building is what is called building also the temple in you. When the planes in which you move, when you express through these planes and express out, you are building a life, and that's the temple through which you continue to serve. All this building has its own measurements, its own technology, and its own arithmetic, its own metrical system. And this commences in Cancer and goes up to Capricorn. In the whole game, we build our personality. And when you build a grand personality, then grand personality means a personality through which you can help as many people as possible. The masters of wisdom demonstrate that their personality helps the whole planet. Through their personality, they permeate and help the whole planet and the life of the planet. To us, they are the models, they are the examples that with the life force in us, with ourselves as soul, we build our personality as a temple, and through this temple we keep on serving, we becoming the images of God. We are the images of God, and our personality is the temple through which everything is built. And in building the temple around you, you meet with certain crises because of yourself only. When there is not adequate application of the teachings, we are not fit to move on, to move further. That's what we see as crisis. So when we find a crisis, what are we to do? We make ourselves very firm with our verticals. Make the vertical much more effective, much more stable, bring energies beyond Sahasrara, through Sahasrara, up to the heart, make it vertical with that I am as the mantra. Soham, soham, soham is the mantra, and a respiration which is part of the activity of Cancer is the key there. Respiration gives the key of pulsation, and the pulsation gives us the sound of soham. As much as you work with the soham, so much your vertical is kept intact. With that strong vertical, relate to the horizontal, which is but your personality activity of the day. So this personality development is the great work that humans have to do to enable an alignment between personality, the soul, and the super soul, where Varuna is the master. Varuna gives such discipline that in the Vedic system he is said to be the one who is holding the nose. He binds people. He binds people when they do not know how to work. And he is such a disciplinarian that it is very difficult to wriggle out of him. Very difficult to wriggle out of him unless you gain the knowledge. He will haul you. He will stop you. He will not let you move unless you have gained the related consciousness to move into higher circles. It's like we don't allow a child to set his finger on the flame. Do we? We don't allow him. Because if he sets his finger on the finger burns and it has consequences to his finger. So we as elders do not allow him to set his finger on the flame. So also Varuna does not let you into higher states of awareness unless you have learned what is needed to be learned at every state of awareness. Unless you have completely overcome your mental limitations, you cannot walk into super mundane. The mind has to be unfolded through the practices that are set for the purposes. And before the mind is set into unfoldment, the emotions have to be clear. And before the emotions are clear, your deep association with the mundanity has to be set right. At every state, there is the discipline of Varuna for our growth. And when we are fully grown, enables us to relate well with that I am. So that I am is what is the basis for Varuna to function. And Varuna's work commences right from cancer in every solar year. Mitra, Varuna, the double energy in Gemini, the energies are handed over to Varuna to build the year. That's why in the East there is such a great emotion about the full moon of cancer. The idea is to set the behavior in right order, in tune with wisdom. And that should happen till you reach Sagittarius. That's how the whole game is. And then we have the story of even the cosmic king called Indra. The cosmic king, the king of Devas, when he faltered, even he is circumscribed by Varuna. Even he is circumscribed by Varuna. Varuna, the beauty of his weapon is he circumscribes, meaning he binds you. That's what the noose is. So that's why this noose is also called Vri. Vri, the root sound is Vri. Vritta. Vritta means a circle. Vri means to surround. Are we not surrounded by problems? When we are surrounded by problems, we have to find the right wisdom to release ourselves from this circumscription. Only with wisdom we will be able to overcome the vritta or the circumscription. There is a grand story in the Vedas that even the king celestial was circumscribed by this vritta, which is given as a grand concept of vritrasura. He is considered to be asura by Indra because he is circumscribed. When we are circumscribed, we feel congestion, we feel limitation, we try to blame the situation, isn't it? We try to blame the situation when it is unfavorable to us. But blaming the situation doesn't help us. We have to find the right wisdom to dissolve. The story is that Vritra surrounds Indra, the king celestial, who could not come out of it. Then Vritra himself gives the key how to come out of circumscription. He gives the key of Narayana. He gives the key of Narayana and tells Indra, understand what Narayana is. Narayana has four dimensions. As I explained, the dawn, the dusk, the midday and the midnight. During the midnight hours, you cannot but have the darkness. During the evening hours, he cannot but walk into darkness. During the morning hours, he cannot but walk out of darkness. So you should understand the time dimensions. Accordingly, adapt yourself. Don't try to fight like a child with the circumscription. You should know what the time is dictating. You should know what time is dictating and go by it. And when time is favorable, you move on. When time is not favorable, you stay on relating to Narayana. Because Narayana is the cyclic energy that moves the whole cosmos. When the right time comes, we can move on. When we are in a crisis like this, we should learn to wait and see until we get into the right moment to act. Until we get a new balance, we shall have to be more in silence. When we get into a new balance, we have to wait in silence, and then what little we can do within our surroundings, understanding the time dimension. And Varuna is no other than Vritra in the Vedas. He is the one who binds. He can bind the whole cosmos. When does he bind? When people are ignorant, they are bound at every level. At every level. At subhuman level, at human level, at divine level. Even the devas are bound by him, because he goes according to the dictates of time. He implements the plan of time, and he conducts things. And the beings who know the time dimensions and who can adapt themselves to the time dimensions, those are the only ones who can freely move in all planes of existence. That's where we speak of Narada. Narada is the great seer who can move in all the seven planes of existence. He can also move in the seven infernal planes of existence. According to our scripture, Narada is the sage who can move everywhere in the universe with respect to the seven planes of existence, which are in the ascending order from earth, physical plane. And he can also move in the subterranean planes, which are also seven. The seven planes within the earth are called talas, tala. The planes above the earth are called lokas. People in India, some of them know, talas means within the earth, the seven planes. Lokas means the planes above the earth. So there are seven planes above, there are seven planes within. In all these planes, a grand initiate who does not suffer any limitation, because he is attuned to Narayana. He is called Narada. Whenever he visits, he gives us the wisdom of synthesis. That's why the very scripture Bhagavata initially speaks of Narada only. The first story in Bhagavata is the story of Narada, who gained this wisdom of synthesis. When you are with the wisdom of synthesis, you know what to do, where to do, how to do, where not to do, how not to do, and where not to do. When you don't have this wisdom, you find yourself in various kinds of bondages, various kinds of problems. And therefore, cancer cautions us to relate to Varuna. And the energy that we speak of, the energy of Master CVV, it is also brought by Varuna down up to us from the supra-cosmic plane. It is Varuna who brought it, and the whole path through which the energies are brought are explained in the book Aquarian Master, which is very familiar to you. If it is not familiar, better relate to it. And then know that we are in one flow of consciousness with different states of awareness. We cannot jump over unless we have gained the related awareness in you by setting your behavior in tune with the time plan. That's the beauty relating to Varuna, which I intend giving you, informing you. He builds patterns of behavior at all planes. He builds different patterns for different planes of existence. The patterns relating to us, we can adopt by relating to the Judaical science and working out through discipleship. Therefore, do not mix up things. When we build a house, we build energies in a manner where you have a shrine room which has different energies. You have a kitchen which would have a different energy. And a bedroom has still different energies. And a bathroom, another kind of energies. A visitor's room, another kind of energies. It's all one house, but you have different kind of energies according to how you function in that space, is it not? So you can't meditate in the toilet or in the bathroom or even in the kitchen. You have to set a place for your meditation. Daily meditate there. You find different energies available to you to attune yourself. So also for your study and for you to receive visitors, for you to have food, everything has its own set places. So also in our system, we should have that kind of distinct perception. You can't do anything and everything everywhere. Then you are mixing up things. When you are mixed up, you are confused. When you are confused, you move like a crab. You may be seeing on the seaside how anxiously the crabs move. No? They have a zigzag movement. There is no rhythmic movement. They are full of fear. And they are always in anxiety. All that is because you have not recognized the energy patterns in you and how to relate to the energies in you with the energies that are surrounding you. When you go to a temple or a church, it's a different energy. When you go to a mall or a marketplace, it's a different energy. When you are moving in the streets, it's a different energy. Cognize these borders. When you do not cognize these borders, you are bound to confuse yourself. People come here to Radha Madhava to do prayers. They have to leave their general behavior outside as they get into the prayer hall and attune to the energies that are presented at the altar relating to the prayer hall. Is it not? Otherwise, they do not get the energies as are presented in the prayer hall. They also contribute to confusion by behaving in a different manner. That's the reason why we say, please do not gossip during the prayer hall, in the prayer hall. We also say, please do not eat in the prayer hall. We provide a place in the ground floor where they can have their prasadam. No gossiping here, no food intake here. Here we relate to that. That's it. Be it a fire ritual, or a water ritual, or a general ritual, or prayers or meditation. It's only relating to that. The soul relates to that and reinforces itself. The soul has to be reinforced in association with that. Then the soul can take to daily life with the help of personality. These three dimensions in you have to cognize to start with. We are three in one. We think we are one, isn't it? Bodily, we seem to be one person. But in this one person, there is the super soul, Ishvara. There is the soul that we are, and we have the personality, which is the mutable side relating to us. Three persons in one person. But do we know that we are three persons in one person? We think we are in one person. Ishvara supports us and we take to the support of the బిహేవియల్ ప్యాటర్న్ అని అసలు. ఇక్కడ ఒకవేళ ఊరికి ఫ్యాన్ అట ఊపుతూ ఉంది, కొంచెం నువ్వు మార్చు, అక్కడ మారిస్తే నాకు ఆ తలకైన లేకుండా ఉంటుంది. సో వీ హ్యావ్ టు కాగ్నైజ్ యాజ్ ది డిఫరెంట్ ప్యాటర్న్స్ ఆఫ్ ఎనర్జీస్, డిఫరెంట్ ప్లేన్స్ ఆఫ్ కాన్షియస్నెస్ దట్ వీ హ్యావ్. అండ్ వెన్ ఇట్ కమ్స్ టు క్యాన్సర్ వీ కమ్ టు ది చెస్ట్ రీజియన్ వెర్ యూ హ్యావ్ ది రెస్పిరేషన్, ది పల్సేషన్, ది సర్క్యులేషన్ ఆఫ్ బ్లడ్, అండ్ దెన్ దెర్ ఇస్ ఆల్సో ప్యూరిఫికేషన్ ఆఫ్ బ్లడ్. సి ది హార్ట్ ప్యూరిఫైస్ కంటిన్యూస్లీ ది బ్లడ్ దట్ ఈస్ బ్రాట్ టు ఇట్ త్రూ ది వెయిన్స్ అండ్ ఇట్ పంప్స్ అవుట్ అగైన్ త్రూ ఆర్టరీస్. ఇట్స్ ఏ సెంటర్ వేర్ యూ హ్యావ్ ప్యూరిఫికేషన్ హ్యాపనింగ్. సో వెన్ యూ జాయిన్ యువర్ అవేర్నెస్ టు ది యాక్టివిటీ ఆఫ్ రెస్పిరేషన్ అండ్ పల్సేషన్ ఇన్ ది హార్ట్ సెంటర్ విచ్ ఈజ్ ఎ ప్యూరిఫికేషన్ సెంటర్, యువర్ అవేర్నెస్ ఈజ్ ఆల్సో ప్యూరిఫైడ్, ఇజంట్ ఇట్? వెన్ యూ గో టు యువర్ ప్యూరిఫికేషన్ సెంటర్ ఇట్స్ లైక్ జస్ట్ గోయింగ్ టు యువర్ లాండ్రీ, వే ది డర్టీ లినెన్ ఈజ్ ప్యూరిఫైడ్ సో దట్ యూ కెన్ యూజ్ ఇట్ అగైన్. సో ఆల్సో ది అవేర్నెస్ బ్రింగ్ ఇట్ టు ది హార్ట్ సెంటర్ వేర్ ఇట్ ఈస్ ఇట్ గెట్స్ ప్యూరిఫైడ్ అలాంగ్ విత్ ది బ్లడ్. దట్స్ వేర్ ది వర్క్ ఈజ్ టు బ్రింగ్ ది అవేర్నెస్ టు ది హార్ట్ సెంటర్ టు స్టార్ట్ విత్. అండ్ వెన్ యు ఆర్ విత్ దట్ సెంటర్ యూ గెయిన్ ది క్లారిటీ. ఇట్ ఈజ్ ది సెంటర్ వేర్ ది వెర్టికల్స్ మీట్ ది హారిజాంటల్స్. ఇట్ ఈజ్ ది సెంటర్ వేర్ ది వెర్టికల్స్ మీట్ హారిజాంటల్స్. దట్స్ ది ఆల్సో ది సెంటర్ విచ్ ఈజ్ రెఫర్డ్ టు మేడం బ్లావెట్స్కి యాజ్ ది హోలీ ఆఫ్ ది హోలీస్. ది హోలీ ఆఫ్ ది హోలీస్ కెనాట్ బి మెట్ అన్లెస్ యూ అప్లై యువర్ మైండ్ అపాన్ రెస్పిరేషన్, గెట్ ఇన్ సైడ్, క్యాచ్ అప్ టు ది రెసనెన్స్ ఆఫ్ పల్సేషన్, హోల్డ్ ఇట్ వెల్ అలాంగ్ విత్ ది రెసనెన్స్ ఆఫ్ పల్సేషన్. వెన్ యూఆర్ డీప్లీ అసోసియేటెడ్ ఇట్ లీడ్స్ యూ టు డీపర్ పల్సేషన్ వేర్ యూ ఎంటర్ ఇన్ టు ది కేవ్ ఆఫ్ ది హార్ట్ వేర్ ది గోల్డెన్ లైట్ ఈజ్ అవైలబుల్. దట్స్ హౌ వీ హ్యావ్ టు ప్రాక్టీస్ సో దట్ ఎవ్రీ డే వీఆర్ సెట్ ఇన్ రైట్ యాంగిల్ టు మూవ్ త్రూ అవుట్ ది డే విత్ ది హెల్ప్ ఆఫ్ పర్సనాలిటీ. దట్స్ వై ఆల్ సీయర్స్ ఆఫ్ ఏన్షియంట్ టైమ్స్ సజెస్టెడ్ దట్ వీ షుడ్ డైలీ రిలేట్ అన్ అవర్ మెడిటేషన్ టు ది హార్ట్ సెంటర్ ఫ్రమ్ వేర్ వీ వాక్ ఇన్ టు హారిజాంటల్ ఎనర్జీస్ విచ్ ఈస్ బిల్ట్ ఇన్ సర్కిల్స్ అరౌండ్ యూ. ఇట్ ఈస్ బిల్ట్ ఇన్ సర్కిల్స్ అరౌండ్ యూ రిప్రజెంటింగ్ వేరియస్ టైప్స్ ఆఫ్ యాక్టివిటీ దట్ యూ హ్యావ్ డ్యూరింగ్ ది డే. దట్స్ హౌ వరుణ ఈజ్ వృత్త హూ బిల్డ్ సర్కిల్స్. యూ షుడ్ కాగ్నైజ్ ది సర్కిల్స్. వెన్ యూఆర్ బేకప్ యూ ఆర్ విత్ యువర్ సెల్ఫ్. వెన్ యూఆర్ విత్ యువర్ లైఫ్ పార్ట్నర్ ఆల్రెడీ దేర్ ఇస్ ఎ డిఫరెంట్ స్టేట్. వెన్ యూ ఆర్ ఇన్ టు ఎన్ యాక్టివిటీ ఆఫ్ మెడిటేషన్ ఇట్ ఈస్ ఎ డిఫరెంట్ స్టేట్. వెన్ యూ ఆర్ ఎన్ యాక్టివిటీ ఫర్ ప్రిపరేషన్ ఆఫ్ బ్రేక్ఫాస్ట్ అండ్ టేకింగ్ బ్రేక్ఫాస్ట్ ఇట్ డిఫరెంట్ స్పియర్. వెన్ యూఆర్ రిలేటింగ్ టు జనరలీ టు పీపుల్ ఇట్స్ ఎ డిఫరెంట్ స్పియర్. వెన్ యూఆర్ రిలేటింగ్ టు ది విజ్డమ్ ఆఫ్ ది మాస్టర్స్ ఇట్స్ ఎ డిఫరెంట్ స్పియర్. సో అట్ ఎవ్రీ టైమ్ దెర్ ఈస్ మార్కేషన్స్ హ్యాపనింగ్ వీ కాన్స్టెంట్లీ ఇట్స్ లైక్ స్టెప్పింగ్ ఓవర్ ఫ్రమ్ వన్ టు ది అదర్. ఇన్ ఇండియా వీ బిల్డ్ హౌసెస్ వేర్ వెన్ వీ మూవ్ ఫ్రమ్ వన్ రూమ్ టు ది అదర్ రూమ్ దెర్ ఈజ్ ఎ బార్డర్, దెర్ ఈజ్ ఎ థ్రెష్హోల్డ్. ది థ్రెష్హోల్డ్ టెల్స్ యూఆర్ మూవింగ్ ఇన్ టు ఎ డిఫరెంట్ ఎనర్జీ. దట్స్ వై వీ ఆల్సో మార్క్ ది థ్రెష్హోల్డ్స్ విత్ ది ఎనర్జీ ఆఫ్ దుర్గా టు ఎనేబుల్ అస్ టు మూవ్ ఫ్రీలీ, నోటీసింగ్ దట్ దే ఆర్ మూవింగ్ ఇన్ టు డిఫరెంట్ స్టేట్ ఆఫ్ ఎనర్జీ. నవ్ ఇన్ ది మోడర్న్ హౌసెస్ దెర్ ఆర్ నో థ్రెష్హోల్డ్స్. ఇట్స్ అన్ యాక్ట్ ఆఫ్ ఇగ్నోరెన్స్ ఇన్ వన్ వే. ఫర్ ఎగ్జాంపుల్ ఇఫ్ యూ సీ ఎట్ ది ప్రేయర్ హాల్ వీ హ్యావ్ ఎట్ రాధామాధవం దెర్ ఇస్ ఎ బిగ్ థ్రెష్హోల్డ్ విచ్ ఈజ్ ఆల్వేస్ పెయింటెడ్ విత్ ది బ్రిలియంట్ ఎల్లో కలర్ రిప్రజెంటింగ్ ది ఎనర్జీ. బియాండ్ దిస్ బార్డర్ యూ హ్యావ్ టు వర్క్ డిఫరెంట్ అట్ ది థ్రెష్ బిఫోర్ before the threshold in the veranda, it can be one kind of energy. When you get into the veranda, as we step in, we notice the threshold. At the threshold, the energies change. So at every place there is a threshold. That way, the better you mark the threshold, you are able to observe it. When thresholds are taken away for convenience, you should hold the threshold in your mind. When we come to prayer hall, it is one thing. If you get to master EK's room, it's a different energy. If you get into another room where we are, I work, it's a different energy. There is also a storeroom, it's a different energy. So this ability to distinguish on the basis of the energies that are presented is most important dimension which Varuna gives, without which we are like blind men walking in a huge forest. A blind man walking in a huge forest, not knowing what is happening where. Though we have eyes, we don't have the eye to see through. That's why even when we go to sacred places, we cannot really experience anything, because we do not see the patterns that distinguish, the patterns that Varuna builds. And these are the patterns which have to be cognized. Otherwise they cause you confusion, they cause you illusion, and apparent becomes real. What is apparent becomes real, and we live in an apparent world with full of illusion. With one story relating to scriptures, I conclude for today. We continue with Varuna because Varuna has to be justified through by our explanations, so that we gain understanding and work with that. And with the elaboration on Varuna, we also conclude the theme of Adityas, and later we get into some other theme. Before that, let us do a thorough job with Varuna. I'll tell you a story in Ramayana where Sita was illusioned by a deer. She was illusioned by a deer in a forest where the diabolics are predominant. They lived in a forest where the diabolics were predominant, and they know that they are in the region of the diabolics where magic is common factor. Magic is Maya. It puts us to illusion. The Mayans knew it better. The Indians, ancient Indians, knew better. The masters of wisdom know it well, the magic. The magic is, it makes you believe that which is not real. And unless you know how to antidote it, you cannot see through. That's why what we see is according to the illusion that we suffer. Each one of us see different world within the world. This world itself is very beautiful to many people. This world is full of conflict to many people. This world is unworthy, some people say, according to their perceptions. These perceptions are for different states of awareness clouded by illusion. So the lady Sita was illusioned by a deer. And then the brother of Rama, who is called Lakshmana, he said, such a deer doesn't exist. He says, as far as my knowledge goes, the kind of magical deer which you are seeing, it does not exist. See, between two persons, such a beauty of difference in perception. The lady Sita says, it's beautiful, we should take it home, he says. We also believe now, wherever we go, whatever is beautiful, we take it home. Only after we take it home, it becomes a liability to us, because we have to find a place for it and we have to regularly clean it. It's a service for nothing. You could have seen and left it there, but you bring home many things. Whatever beautiful things can be seen and enjoyed for a while over there, don't bring everything home. You don't have to bring all beautiful things home. That was the problem of the anti-hero in Ramayana. He wanted to bring everything home. His name is Ravana. And here is a lady who was enamored of a deer which does not exist. But it is real to her. And the brother of Rama, he also sees it. He sees it and said, this is the magic of the diabolics. This is the magic of diabolics. And we are living in a diabolic region. It is but natural. They make such attractive things to divert you, to distract you. But the lady does not accept. Noon, I want this deer. How does this deer happen to be? She stepped out of her normal and natural state of awareness. She stepped into a state of desire which is not her normal nature. So also we, when we step into desire and come out of the duty or what is to be done. What is to be done is different from doing what we desire. When this distinction is lost, we step down. As we step down, we get into problem. So the lady Sita walked into problem as she was looking for the magical deer. The rest of the story most of you know, that because of this deer she was abducted by the diabolics and is set in a island. But Lakshmana, brother of Rama, very clearly sees that there is no such thing. And of course Rama has a grand plan to perform, and the story goes on. What I say is, when you have distinct perceptions, you can relate to things. The field is full of distinct states of awareness, and you have to relate accordingly. That should be understood. Otherwise, Varna binds you. This is what I wish to inform you. And I have made 16 points to talk to you today, but I have covered 8 points, and the time is up. Another 8 points I cover in the next class, which happens 14 days after. 14 days after, because we have set a different rhythm. So kindly relate to what is already said. Generally stay related to wisdom and move on, so that we move through the field of activity, which is called the creation, honoring the borders between one place to the other place, one person to the other person, one being to another being. There are unseen borders. That's where the whole work of Markandeya commences, at the end of Gemini and beginning of Cancer, which is not understood unless we see these unseen borders as they exist between sun signs, between moon phases, between the daily. See, Monday to tomorrow we walk into Sunday, it's a different awareness. Today we are in Saturday. So these, as time moves you through the journey, different energies prevail. During the day, day after day, year after year. So understand, relate to the energies presented through time, and move on is what wisdom tells us. That gives us a facility to move from center to circumference, and from circumference to center, and anywhere and to the circumference from the center. That's how we work with wisdom, and we continue in the next class to cover the other points which I have noted to relate to you. What I give you is only a pittance of what is there as the activity of Varna. We have to, by pondering over, by dwelling over it, by contemplating upon it, we have to find the related expansion and find the profundity relating to it. Books cannot give everything. They can only hint. The teachings also, when it is a classroom, there is a better explanation. When there is a class like this, it is only throwing out ideas. It is for you to work with them and develop them. So we continue with the next class happening 2 weeks after, isn't it? And there are no breakages, there are no programs coming in the way to our merry life for the entire month of August. So we continue with the rhythm of the fortnight, and I see you all again a fortnight after, that is the Saturday after the next Saturday. Until then, let us enjoy working with the tools of wisdom that we are provided with over decades of teaching and learning. Thank you, one and all. Namaskar.